when the offering bucket comes around, we're going to take something, whether it's a tithe check or whatever, and we're going to put it in that bucket because we know it's going to get converted into eternal benefit. If we can think that way, when the offering comes around, we won't go, oh no, here comes the offering bucket again. It's 3-4 people from me. Right now, I'm going to start talking. Hello, yes, yes. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, it already went by. Oh, sorry, I was going to give, but oh.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship. Today, part two of a message entitled Time and Opportunity. Pastor Wayne will teach us the importance of stewarding those incredibly valuable assets that God has entrusted to us. Here is Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Time and Opportunity.
Someone may come up to me and say, hey, aren't you Wayne Cordero? I'm going to say, I didn't do it. No, they're going to say, hey, I am so-and-so. I say, oh, I don't know who you are, but I'm glad you're here. Yeah, I just want to welcome you into heaven. Oh, what made you part of the welcoming committee? Well, you remember when you guys sent a team to Nepal? Uh-huh. And you gave in the offering to cause that, to enable that to happen? Yeah, oh yeah, I remember. I was real passionate about that and I gave. Yeah, well, because you gave, that money that you put in the offering was converted into a mission sending project where a person came out of that and was sent to Nepal. And because of that, I got saved and I'm in heaven. And I just want to say welcome. Because of what you did, that investment was converted into eternal results. Welcome into eternal dwellings. Are you catching it? Someone else is going to come up and say, welcome. Oh, who are you? Oh, you might not remember me, but long ago, remember you invited me to your church and I didn't have a ride. So you used your car to pick me up. And that day you converted the use of that transportation mobile to pick me up. And when I went to your church, I received Christ, and I'm here in heaven because you used mammon for eternal purposes and you converted it. Instead of just something for yourself, you redeemed it for eternal purposes. And I'm here in heaven. I just want to welcome you into eternal dwellings. Do you remember when you opened your home for a care group and some people, I included, got around the dinner table? And you shared over the weeks, and my heart slowly changed, and I received Christ because you used your house for that. And I'm here in eternity because of that, and I want to say thank you for using your home. You see, what Jesus is saying is this: I know that what I give to you is in seed form. I understand that. And in its original form, it's not worth that much. But did you take it and convert it from its present state? Did you redeem it from its original form so that it would produce eternal results? That's how I want you to steward it. I want you to leverage it. I want you to increase it. You see, I know that I gave what you have. It's only in seed form. But did you eat the seed yourself? Or did you plant it so you could feed 4-5 villages? How are you doing? Because what Jesus is saying is this. Here it is. Listen, everything you have is a tool. Would you write that down? Everything I have is a tool. A tool for the kingdom of God that God can use. Everything I have is to be used in such a way that lives, people's lives will be touched for an eternity. And one day people will be in heaven because of the way that I use my possessions. Mammon, my money. And Jesus is saying in this parable that we have an incredible opportunity to use what has been given to us, but we got to change its form. We've got to convert it for eternal results. And he says this throughout the New Testament. Let's read the scripture out of Matthew 25 now. He reiterates what he's saying, only in a little different angle. Let's read it. Ready? Go. Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. And the one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. You see, I know God is saying, take what I gave you and increase it by your stewardship of it, because it will increase 5-fold, 10-fold, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. But you can't leave it in its original form for yourself. There's an expiration date. It'll be gone. But if you'll invest it wisely for eternal results, when it is gone, you will have people in heaven to welcome you because of how you stewarded what I gave to you. There is not a person in this church who has not been influenced by someone through the way that they used what God had given to them for eternal results. When we first pioneered this church, there was about 35 people meeting at New Wanu Elementary School. Jimmy Kurita, who had a station wagon. We had to transport stuff. So we stacked into his station wagon. He put his seats down. We stuffed 35, 40 folding chairs in the back of his station wagon and some amplifiers and stuff for the music. Shut the back, and that's the rear end of that thing was dragging all the way up. But we set up chairs. And then as we began to grow, we needed more vehicles. So Ron Chong, who was part of this church and has since gone to be with the Lord, he had a pickup. So I said, you know, Ron, can we use your pickup to transport stuff? He said, sure. It's not mine anyway. I said, whose is it? He says, it's the Lord's. And if it can be used for a tool for the kingdom, I'd rather use it and convert it for eternal purposes than let it sit idle every weekend in this parking spot. Let's use it. And so we loaded that thing up. And we used that to start the church. The way that they used their possessions, their vehicles, and converted it for eternal purposes. I mean, we used that truck up. I mean, we just dilapidated that truck. So much so that he said one day, I want to give it to you. We are still using his truck today. It's still a tool for the kingdom. And listen, I know that when he went to heaven just a little while ago, there were people in eternal dwellings saying, welcome, Ron. Oh, who are you? You don't know me, but you know, when you used your pickup and it took speakers and things, musical instruments, I heard the gospel come through some of the speakers that you carried every week. And when I heard that, my life was transformed for an eternity because of the way you used what God had given to you. You converted it for eternal purposes. Welcome, Ron, into eternal dwellings. And when Jimmy gets into heaven, people are going to say, welcome, Jimmy. I sat on the chair that you provided so I could hear the gospel. Welcome into eternal dwellings. There are over 200 people in this church that open up their home every week and convert their home for eternal purposes. We call them care groups. People come in. If you've got a kitchen table, that's one of your best ministry tools. You can convert that kitchen table. People will sit around your kitchen table and you have a small group, allowing them to have it at your house where you host it. People's hearts will change, and one day people will say to you, welcome into eternal dwellings. It was at your kitchen table that my life was transformed, and I'm here because of how you used what God entrusted to you. Welcome into eternal dwellings. Are you catching it now? But we got to convert what God's given to us into eternal kinds of benefit. And if that can happen, if we can change the way that we think, oh, it'll transform so much. Now, some people say, well, wait a minute, my house is perfect. I don't want people coming in and ransacking my house every week. I got white rugs. You know, that thing is choke money cost me. I don't want people walking. Oh, no, they take off their shoes. No, I don't want their stink socks coming on that. You know how hard to get the odor out. And plus, my couches are white. I don't want somebody sitting with dirty pants on my couch. I got them from C.S. Wool. Let me tell you a real easy way to convert that couch for eternal purposes. Burn it. No. All you got to do is throw a cover over it. That's it. Now they can sit on it. Just one little action, you can convert that from being a temporal thing that's going to have a shelf life to it and be unusable to the kingdom. Just one toss of a, I don't know, sheet, rug, coats, whatever, and people can now sit on it. That's it. It's not that difficult. But if we can think that way, everything will start to be transformed. Once a week, that becomes an eternal tool to transform lives. Do you understand? It's not that hard. It's pretty simple. Some of us will need to go home and just think, what can I use to convert for eternal purposes? Because we only have a little bit of time and a little bit of opportunity. See, not only if I say, no, I'm not going to use it that way, it's too nice. You see, the way I use what I have is not only a tool, but number two, it's a test. Would you write it in? It's a test of my heart. If I say, I'm not going to use it, I'm not going to convert it, it's a test of my heart. Everything that I have belongs to God. Everything that I have comes from God. And I am simply a steward, not an owner, a steward of that which He has put on loan. That's it. And God uses the way I steward what He has given to me or loaned me, how I manage His money and His possessions. That's one of the ways that He evaluates the condition of my heart. It's like a physical checkup. He just sees, watches. That's it. Am I converting it into eternal purposes and things that won't wear out? In fact, let's read how He says this in the Scriptures. Luke 12, ready? Go. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Did you catch that? Provide or make or develop purses for yourselves that will what? Not wear out. See, you got to convert the temporal into the eternal. And provide for yourselves treasures or true treasures in heaven that will never be exhausted. But what I give you in its original form is not going to make it. You got to redeem it. You got to convert it. And I'm going to watch because it's a test of your heart, because where your treasure is, there shall your... That's really where my heart is. I don't care if I know all the Scriptures in the world and can teach theology courses. If my heart isn't there, and if I'm missing it, that's the condition of my heart. That's what the Scripture says. God is going to say to me one day, Wayne, what did you do with all the stuff that I loaned you? Your talent, your gift, your influence, your money, your possessions. How did you redeem that? And He's going to say, I know. I recognize that it didn't have much value in its present form. But did you convert it into eternal currency? Because that's what the stewardship is all about. Did you convert it? Did you redeem? Because if we can think that way, when the offering comes around, we won't go, oh no, here comes the offering bucket again. It's 3-4 people from me. All right, now I'm going to start talking. Hello, yes, yes. Oh yeah, okay. Oh, it already went by. Oh, sorry, I was going to give, but oh. No way. Instead, when the offering bucket comes around, we're going to take something, whether it's a tithe check or whatever, and we're going to put it in that bucket because we know it's going to get converted into eternal benefit. It's going to go whoop, and it's going to be put into videos and programs that we send to the prisons for free. And we do that. We put all of those things in the prisons for free. Did you know that at Wayava, over 200 of the inmates have come to know Christ because of the videos that we've sent in to that prison by people like you giving? Do you understand? That's eternal value. So this has been converted into eternal benefit because people believe that God's going to convert it. There's no greater investment to take. This is a coupon. That's all it is. It's got an expiration date on it. It's got on it a coupon with a picture of a dead president. And when we put it in, God converts that to a radio program. And I have letters on file from people listening to Words of New Hope that have received Christ. because this has been converted into eternal purposes. When you put that in the bucket, it's going to be converted into missionaries being sent out. It's going to be converted into a staff person talking to a youth or his friend and leading them to Christ. And one day people are going to welcome you into eternal dwellings because you knew how to convert coupons with an expiration date and a picture of a dead president into eternal blessings. Is there any better investment in the world than that? That is so outstanding. And that's what Jesus is saying in this parable. You have an incredible opportunity, but you only have a little bit of time to convert and redeem things for eternal purposes. Will you see it in that way? And then we begin to understand, that's it. That's what he's saying. And we have to take cue from this money manager that did it dishonestly, but the principle can be applied. Because you see, if I cannot do that and I'm stuck, then I am enslaved to possessions. I cannot redeem them because they own me. The way I use what has been entrusted to me is not only a tool and a test of my heart. Would you write in number three? It's a trademark. A trademark of whose I am. A trademark, really, of whose I am. Because you see, if I'm so inundated with credit card debt that when my check comes in every month, even if God says transform, redeem, convert some of this for eternal purposes, that's what the tithe is, I can't even do that. Because I got to pay credit card debt of stuff that I bought that I don't even remember what it is anymore. I probably don't even have it anymore. But I am paying the piper and I don't have a choice. My possessions, I don't steward them. I don't own them. They own me. And we are all at a crossroads. We have to choose which we're going to serve. By the way, we have wonderful financial programs here at New Hope. And there's a financial banner table outside. And if you're in that situation, go sign up for some of their courses. It will release you and free you to be a steward. And we have to make a choice which we're going to serve. Let's read what he says in the scriptures. Ready? Luke 16:13. Go. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and you make your choice. And if you notice where the scripture comes from, it's right out of this parable. This is one of my favorite parables because the Lord takes a lot of time to explain it and to apply it. It's right after this parable. Same thing, same teaching. And what God is saying, now you got to hear this one. If you miss everything else, you got to catch this. Here it is. Listen. You're either going to cheat the kingdom for the world, or you're going to cheat the world for the kingdom. It's up to you. And we need to be stewards to say, yep, I'm not going to leave it in its original form. But stack up more coupons. Nope. The more coupons you have, the better you are. Look at all the coupons I have. Yeah, but there's expiration. No, I'm rich. And the Lord says, you fool. Don't you know that today your soul is required of you? And now what are you going to do with all of those? Because it's expired and they're useless. Redeem it because you've got a little bit of time and a little bit of opportunity to redeem it for eternal results. Then you understand what it means to be a steward. Now, here's how we're going to end. You'll notice the last thing it says is pretty obvious. You can fill it in. We have a little bit of time, a little bit of opportunity to invest in eternal results. Okay, so you can write that in there. Now, here's what I want you to do. We're going to finish in this way. Now, you're going to have to trust me on this, so I want you to put your notes aside and your Bibles aside. Here it is. Okay? Now, I want you to trust me on this. Everybody shake your head like this. Okay. Here's what I want you to do. Everybody right now, take out your wallets or your purse. Everybody. Don't worry. I'm not going to take another offering. But I want you to take out your wallet or your purse. If you don't have one, take out a credit card and give it to the person next to you, your son or your daughter, so everybody has something in their hand. And if they don't, take out some money and give it to your daughter or your son. So everybody's got something like this, okay? Or a wallet, okay? Or a purse. Okay, hold on to it. Now I want you to hold it up in front of you like this, everybody. Okay, now listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. You hold in your hands the God of this world. You will either serve this or you'll redeem it for eternal purposes. It's up to you. It has ruined thousands of lives, or it can redeem millions if you convert it. You can eat it in seed form, or you can convert it. That's what it means to be a steward. Now, you got to trust me. I want you to now exchange your wallet and your purse with someone near you that you know the least. It could be in back of you, in front of you, but go ahead. I want you right now. Please, got to do it. Just give it and exchange it. Go ahead. Turn, find. Don't just stay looking at me stunned. Some of you are looking at me like, no way. Go ahead. Just exchange it. Okay, you got it? Okay. Now we're going to take an offering. Give as generously as you can. Just joking. Okay, some of you are having a hernia, so give it back. Hold on to it. You don't put it away yet. We're not done with it. Now, you know when you were holding that other person's wallet or purse? That will tell you that feeling of fear. And you had somebody else's. That's the feeling you should have, because what you have is another's and it's not your own. And when you returned yours back to you, the same feeling should be there. This is not your own. One of the reasons we tithe is because we are killing the God of this world and we're redeeming it every month or every week. That keeps you free from the God of this world to be a steward. That's why God says it's so important to tithe. It's for you. It's for me. It's not for anybody else. It keeps you as a steward. How often when God presses, we say, ouch, and we rationalize it instead of getting healed. There's a purpose. It's so important. Now, I want you to put this in the hand opposite your watch or where your watch should be. Okay? Here it is. And I want you to listen as we conclude. Here it is. You have a little bit of time and you have a little bit of opportunity to convert what God has put on loan to you for eternal purposes. A little bit of time, you have a little bit of opportunity. When you understand that, you'll understand this parable, and you're on your way to being a steward. And if you can change your perspective about it, we will change the world. Amen. You can put your wallets away. Oh, thank you.
I come to glorify you, identify with you, speak your name as my own.
You've just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Time and Opportunity by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship. Thank you for listening.
We invite you to visit our online store for more helpful resources from Pastor Wayne. His books, music, messages, the life journal we at New Hope follow. Go to www.enewhope.org and click on the resources tab. Your purchase will strengthen you in your Christian walk, and it will also support the ministry of New Hope as we take the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. Again, that's www.enewhope.org and click on the resources tab.
Words of New Hope is sponsored by New Hope Christian Fellowship, Oahu. Thank you for listening, and until next time, God bless you and aloha.
I come to glorify you, identify with you, speak your name as my own. I come to crown you King, your praises I'll sing. I choose to glorify your name. I come to crown you King, your praises I'll sing. I choose